This is an interview with Miss E. Boyd, Santa Fe, New Mexico, on October 8, 1964. And the interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. Miss Boyd was connected with the New Mexico phase of the Index of American Design under the Federal Art Projects in 1936 and 37. And even though she typed up a report of her activities on this project and gave it to us about a year ago, she has consented to being interviewed about other aspects of this work. But first, E, would you tell us something about yourself, where you were born and where you received your art education?
I was born in Philadelphia, PA, and I attended the Academy of Fine Arts there.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you go to Paris?
Later.
Oh, did you study there?
I went to the Grand Charnier,
mm-hmm.
and spent a great deal of time traveling around other parts of Western Europe.
And what did you specialize in your studies?
Painting and looking at painting.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special teachers in Paris?
No, I deliberately signed up for a course offered at the Charnier in which there wasn't a criticism. I found it much more liberal. After the Academy of Fine Arts, to go somewhere where I could just work out my own
mm-hmm.
theories or my ideas of the theories that I had at the time.
Mm-hmm. Then, did you come back to Philadelphia after that?
Yes, for a while.
And what was your professional background in art before you became involved in the project?
More painting. And for bread and butter purposes, some interior decoration.
Mm-hmm. What about this dude ranch you're telling about?
That's after I moved out here.
Oh, when?
Also bread and butter.
I see. When did you come to New Mexico?
1929.
29. Mm-hmm. You visited here, didn't you, as a younger person? Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that's the trouble. My parents brought me here when I was an impressionable child. Didn't seem to rub off.
Oh, so you wanted to come back.
So I came back for 3 months to see what it was like, and here I am.
I see. Well, it's been quite a long stay.
Yeah.
What were you doing at the time that you started work with the Index?
Like all the other artists, scrambling around looking for something to produce bread and butter. Mm-hmm. I had actually been working on the emergency direct relief program in the Santa Fe County office with a number of other Santa Fans. That seemed to be the most available opening for unemployed people in all walks of life at the time, if they were able to at least serve as case aides and distribute both the money orders and food orders for the relief cases.
Oh. When was that? 34 and 35, you think? Just before you started
that,
on the Index?
That ran a little less than 2 years in 34 and 35 and
mm-hmm.
was automatically closed and abolished by the creation of the WPA and
mm-hmm.
its various projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how did you get involved in the work of the Federal Art Project?
Primarily, I was interested in doing some sort of work which was going to be connected with painting. And by that time, I had been also inoculated with a great interest in the local New Mexican folk school or Santero school of
mm-hmm.
painting and sculpture. At the time, there was absolutely no available printed information on the subject, and there seemed to be very little known. Although later we found a good deal of information on the makers of these folk creations,
mm-hmm.
mostly by stumbling through archives or tracking down their descendants.
Mm-hmm.
But the archives are still unpublished.
Yes. Well, who contacted you about it? About working on the project, or did you go to them?
The late Donald Bayer, who was at the time the director of the Denver Art Museum in Colorado,